Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Stephanie Corsetti. A coronavirus outbreak linked to the Holiday Inn at Melbourne Airport has risen to 13 COVID-19 cases. The Health Department confirmed a total of 5 new cases, including 2 that were announced late last night. Epidemiologist Dr. Nancy Baxter has told Channel 9 there could be a case for a third lockdown in Melbourne to contain the outbreak. But Australia's Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has called for a proportionate response to the Holiday Inn cluster.
I know you don't want to see Victoria go back into what you had to endure last year, and I can assure you everyone is doing everything to ensure that that is not replicated again.
Former AFL boss Andrew Demetriou is the latest person to step down from the Crown Resorts Board after a review into the casino giant. Mr. Demetriou resigned on Thursday to help the organisation improve its chances with the New South Wales regulator. Earlier this week, a report found Crown is not fit to run the new Sydney casino at Barangaroo, and 2 other directors left on Wednesday. Crown Resorts Chief Executive and Board Director Ken Barton is also reported to be leaving. Alcohol sales in Australia have reached record levels. $2 billion was spent last December alone. Figures from the Bureau of Statistics show an increase of nearly 27% last year, reaching a record $15.6 billion. Katerina Georgi from the Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education says alcohol retailers advertised heavily during the COVID-19 lockdowns.
So as soon as the lockdown measures hit, we saw alcohol companies using the COVID pandemic as a way to try and sell more products. We need proper controls around alcohol advertising.
China has banned BBC World News from broadcasting in its territory. China's decision comes after the British media regulator revoked the license of state broadcaster China Global Television Network to broadcast in the UK. China has been critical of the BBC's coverage of the coronavirus pandemic and the persecution of ethnic minority Uyghurs. A British judge has ruled a newspaper invaded the Duchess of Sussex's privacy by publishing a personal letter to her estranged father. The judge found Associated Newspapers misused her private information. He said Meghan Markle could have expected that the contents of the letter would remain private. He ruled the articles published in the Mail on Sunday and its website interfered with that reasonable expectation. United States President Joe Biden has cancelled a national emergency order that had been used to fund Donald Trump's border wall. Mr. Trump had declared a state of emergency, which allowed him to bypass Congress and use military funds to pay for the wall on the US-Mexico border. In a letter to Congress, Mr. Biden described the order as unwarranted and said no further tax dollars will be spent on the project. At the Australian Open, Alex de Minaur says he's had to learn to adapt his style of play over the past 12 months. The Australian has advanced to the third round after defeating Pablo Cuevas of Uruguay 6-3, 6-3, 7-5 on Margaret Court Arena. The 21-year-old missed last year's tennis tournament with an abdominal injury, and he says the past year has taught him the importance of being able to quickly adapt.
I think one of the biggest things is just to adapt. That's something we've learned with last year, with COVID, with everything. So one of the biggest things I've learned is you've got to be versatile, you've got to adapt and just be ready for any situation.
men's number two, Rafael Nadal, advanced with a straight set victory over Michael Moe of the United States. Nadal won 6-1, 6-4, 6-2. The match was disrupted by a heckler who was eventually escorted out of the arena by security. The woman had been yelling out, and Nadal said the woman's antics were amusing. I'm Stephanie Corsetti. This is SBS News in Easy English.